"Shall we go down?" Esme asked in her soft, melodic voice, and I realized I was staring open-mouthed after him. I quickly reassembled my expression and nodded. Esme kept a few feet between us, and I wondered if she was still being careful not to frighten me. She matched her stride to mine without seeming impatient at the pace. "You don't play with them?" I asked shyly. "No, I prefer to referee. I like keeping them honest," she explained. "Do they like to cheat then?" "Oh, yes. You should hear the arguments they get into. Actually, I hope you don't. You would think they were raised by a pack of wolves." "You sound like my mom," I laughed, surprised. She laughed too. "Well, I do think of them as my children in most ways. I never could get over my mothering instincts. Did Edward tell you I had lost a child?" "No," I murmured, stunned, scrambling to understand what lifetime she was remembering. "Yes, my first and only baby. He died just a few days after he was born. The poor tiny thing," she sighed. "It broke my heart. That's why I jumped off the cliff, you know," she added matter-of-factly. "Edward just said you fell," I stammered. "Always the gentleman," she smiled. "Edward was the first of my new sons. I've always thought of him that way, even though he's older than I, in one way at least." She smiled at me warmly. "That's why I'm so happy that he's found you, dear." The endearment sounded very natural on her lips. "He's been the odd man out for far too long. It's hurt me to see him alone,"